Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. Doug will be back later this week. I believe he is out on the course with Dan Beyer, with John Ramos. And I think they're just having a good old team bonding day, Rich. Rich, when are you taking me out for a team bonding day? What do I got to do to get in on that rotation over there down there at Extra 1360?
We got to do it sometime soon. I've been hitting the links with my producer, Ben Fletcher, pretty good amount, and my co-host, and many times your co-host, Steve Hartman. So, we got to get you out. There's a lot of good courses down in San Diego. Just next time you're around our neck of the woods, give me a holler. We'll bring you out somewhere.
You can get me on Torrey Pines anytime I want, right?
Oh, yeah. Come on. We got tons of bull down here. I just played Torrey South for the first time in my life. I've lived in San Diego since 2013. It's the first time I ever played a course there, and it was absolutely breathtaking. So anytime you want, brother, we'll put in the call.
The funny thing is, of course, I'm a terrible golfer and don't play very often. Rich is in San Diego. We're going to get to the big story there in a minute. First of all, remember, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And so, yeah, I mean, I didn't intend it to turn into a perfect segue to what we're going to talk about now. But for people who don't know, Rich obviously played in the NFL for quite some time, and he hosts on 1360 down there, which is, of course, station that covers all sorts of things, but I would guess your primary beat right now is the San Diego Padres. And they have not only been in the news, but we got kind of an update on that story yesterday. Of course, Fernando Tatis suspended 80 games for performance-enhancing drugs, and his father came out and said that, you know, really kind of defended him, which I, you know, I guess it's what any father would do. But he was on the midday show in the Dominican Republic and said all sorts of things, but basically called the whole suspension, you know, that all of baseball loses when his son is out there. And he called the what his son did basically something to the effect of insignificant. He shouldn't be suspended 80 games. Where were you? Were you listening to Midday Live in the Dominican Republic when Fernando Tatis Sr. was on? If not, what was your reaction when you first heard these comments?
Yeah, I needed it translated first. But once I read this transcription, I wasn't shocked. Look, you know, that's a man talking about his son. And he is doing whatever he thinks he should to, I don't know, clear his son's name, defend him, especially if man-to-man they've had a conversation about this and Fernando Tatis Jr. swears to his dad that this is what it is, that he took this medication, that he was completely unaware of it going to flag a failed test, and, you know, and now the ensuing has occurred. But yeah, look, I have sincere doubts of the veracity of that. I have sincere doubts as to whether or not that's the right way to handle all this from a public relations standpoint, having your father speak out before anybody's heard from you outside of a written statement.
Yep.
It's just a mess, man. And it's left Padres fans brokenhearted across the country, but especially here in San Diego. You know, you mention it. We do cover a lot of stuff. You know, NFL is still huge in San Diego, obviously. But the Chargers left in 2016. We're 6 years departed from having an NFL team in San Diego. So the Padres really took center stage. And Fernando Tatis Jr. in particular was such a proud addition to this team. And for a lot of folks who were searching for the next sports star to really latch onto after Philip Rivers leaves for Los Angeles with his team, you know, that's no offense to Philip. He was a great ambassador for the city of San Diego the entire time he spent his career there, and obviously gave the scoop of his retirement to a beat writer in San Diego. You know, I mean, like he really is tied to that city forever, but San Diego needed a superstar to wrap their arms around again. You know, they once had Tony Gwynn. They once had Dan Fouts and Philip Rivers after him. Who's the next Padre? And it was Fernando Tatis Jr. And so, like I said, there's a lot of brokenhearted Padres fans. And I know this is a really unpopular take, Aaron.
Ooh.
But
do you agree with Fernando Tatis Sr.? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I have sympathy for him. And I know that a lot of people go, yeah, for Junior, you know?
Really?
I know a lot of people say, hey, he cheated and blah, 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 and this and that. And I just look at it from the standpoint of, look, there's a tremendous amount of pressure on this young man to do everything right. And fame and money and access doesn't mean that you're going to all of a sudden be a more mature human being or make good decisions. He's 23 years old. I mean, if you think about it, he's only been legally allowed to buy beer in this country for two and some part of another year. You know, it's just, he's young. He made a humongous legacy-defining mistake. And I understand the implications on this baseball team, on the investment the fan base has made in him. But he's a kid, and kids make mistakes. It's part of growing up. And I know he has $340 million guaranteed to him, and I know he's got more money in his bank account than maybe I'll ever see in my life. But it doesn't mean that I can't have sympathy for somebody who's learning some really hard lessons. And I don't know. I mean, maybe he'll prove me wrong and we'll find out that he has terrible character and that he's, you know, a bad person, a bad human being. And he's being vilified as such right now, especially in the local press. But I just don't see it that way. I see a kid who, is reacting poorly to the pressure that he's under to be an impact player for his franchise and made an absolutely completely boneheaded mistake that unfortunately he won't live down the rest of his career.
First of all, you said more money in his bank account than you may ever have. If you ever get past $340 million, you know, give me a call. Maybe I can come out on the boat or something like that. Maybe you get good at golf and join Live Golf. I don't know. But, you know, I would say, so I will push back on that a little bit. I mean, I do think there's something to being 23 years old. I do think there's something to being a mistake. I don't buy Fernando Tatis Sr.'s explanation. I don't buy Fernando Tatis Jr.'s explanation that it was just ringworm medicine, because if it was ringworm medicine, why did you immediately accept the suspension without appeal, without pushing back? Why haven't you publicly commented, as you just said, and let your father do it for you? So that's that. But I also don't know that I feel bad for him, and it's not like, oh, you know, he's an athlete and he gets to do something. No, but I do think when you sign that $340 million contract, I do think there is an inherent responsibility that comes with it. And it's to me, it's no different than, and it's not a total apples-to-apples conversation, but it's like, you know, with these NBA players that sign a contract and then a year later demand a trade, and we'll talk about Kevin Durant later in the show. I do think when you sign a contract to be a face of a franchise, it does hold you to a different standard. And so coming off an offseason where obviously, you know, he has a motorcycle accident, now this, like I will push back that do I in some ways maybe feel a little bad for him? Maybe, and maybe it is an honest mistake and we somehow figure that out. But realistically, to me, I don't feel bad, because I do think that when you sign on that dotted line, whether it is outwardly spoken or not, there is an inherent responsibility that comes with that. And he let his team down, and he let his organization down, and he let his city down. And I'm not going to feel too bad for a guy, even at that young age, that has that responsibility.
Oh, no. And you're completely justified to feel that way. And a lot of people echo your very same sentiments. And in fact, some people got mad that I reacted to this the way I have. But this is just my honest reaction to this. You know, I've been in the shoes where you become thrust into something very unfamiliar. I never made $300 million, nor will I ever, most likely, right?
Oh, you changed the tune all of a sudden, half a segment in.
Yeah, but I have made some cash, man.
Sure.
I was a professional athlete once, and it changes things. It changes things in a hurry, and it changes people around you in a hurry. And the level of access you have to certain people changes the way that people who you've known your entire life talk to you.
Can I jump in on that really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's interesting because I am watching right now, I'm in the middle of the Derek Jeter documentary, which is phenomenal. I think it's excellent, by the way. And maybe again, you know, we're about the same age. Jeter was the guy, maybe not even in baseball, but in, you know, one of the 2, 3, 4 faces of sports for a long time. But his sister, of all people, said something very interesting in the documentary. She said, people say that, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, people say that money changes people. She said it doesn't, in our experience, it doesn't change people, it changes the people around you, which I thought was a very interesting commentary, and maybe speaks to maybe Fernando Tatis has to be a little bit smarter about who he's letting into that inner circle. That would be something you might have more insight onto than I did, but it's interesting because I just heard that quote, and what you were saying about Tatis reminded me of that.
Yeah, it's perfectly timed. I think there's a lot of truth to that. But I do also think that it can change you in a lot of ways. You know, it can force you to have to be more responsible than you've ever been in your life. You know, let's face it, like before Fernando Tatis Jr. was ever a Major League Baseball player, he was a kid growing up in the Dominican Republic and playing baseball because he loved it. And then all of a sudden the White Sox bring him into their organization at 16 years old, and he's a professional baseball player, and he's living out a dream as a teenager. As truly like a child. Like when my kids are 16, they'll still be living with me. They'll still be in my house. I can promise you that. I'll still be raising them because they're not completely ready to face the real world yet. I mean, and unless I guess they're thrust into a similar spot like Fernando Tatis Jr. because his talent is so undeniable, he needs to be part of something bigger than just his family life. But that's the reality of being a ball player. And now you're in a foreign place, America, not where you grew up. You're playing baseball with people in speaking a language that you didn't grow up around. And you're forced to grow up faster than maybe you're capable of and make better decisions than maybe you're capable of. I think there's just so much we expect from athletes. You made the mention to NBA basketball players. You know, this idea that because we give them $40 million a year, they're going to make good decisions. Baloney. Baloney. Yes, there is inherent responsibility that comes with signing a contract and accepting that sum of money, but it doesn't mean you're going to be more mature. It's not a guarantee, because your money's guaranteed, that you're going to handle it appropriately. I mean, Justin Bieber was some kid in Canada who had a YouTube channel where he could play the piano and the drums and he could sing a little bit. And then all of a sudden he's tapped by Usher and he's playing arenas around the world. You know, and then he has a house in Bel Air and he's egging his neighbors and he's driving around joyriding his Lamborghini, and everybody's like, how dare Justin Bieber be acting this way? Like what? A kid? Like literally it was the movie Big. Like Tom Hanks, sure. All grown up all of a sudden. That's what life is for a professional athlete. And I know a lot of people, this rings completely hollow with them, because they say, if I could play a kid's game and earn the type of money that Fernando Tatis Jr. earned and have the talent that Fernando Tatis Jr. have, I would make better decisions. Well, good for you. I mean, pat yourself on the back and move on. Like, I just don't see it that way. I can't see it that way, because I know what it's like to be 23 and make really bad decisions. And I know that if the spotlight was as hot on me as it was on Fernando Tatis Jr., maybe some of those decisions could have changed my life for the worse forever. But maybe I wasn't caught, or maybe I was just at the right place at the right time doing the wrong thing and I got lucky. But he didn't. And so, yes, I'm not saying for anybody who's saying, well, this is a legacy-defining moment, I completely agree with you. This will haunt him the rest of his career and probably the rest of his life. You could say it was really irresponsible, and you're absolutely right saying that, but he's still 23 years old. He's going to make more mistakes, I can promise you.
It's a fair point. 23 years old. I mean, I think you do lose perspective that not only, you know, his journey, but also, you know, it is a very young age, and I'd be lying if I said that I did not make plenty of mistakes at 23, 33, on and on and on to this day. This is the Gottlieb Show. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. I do have confirmation. Doug is on the course with Dan Beyer and John Ramos. Also, we did get an update from producer Brandon. You want to know how mad people are in San Diego about this Fernando Tatis story? Well, Fernando Tatis bobblehead day, September 7th, has been canceled, and in its place, Juan Soto City Connect Scherzi giveaway. So, you know, if you were hoping for a Scherzi all along on September 7th, you're in luck. Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Coming up, we switch gears to college football. Trey Wallace, Outkick.com, joins us. React to the college football AP poll. Nick Saban, some of the stuff that he said and done over the course of the offseason. Get to college football next. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever get your podcast from.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio, Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Doug and the guys out on the course today, joining some team bonding. Rich Orenberger and Aaron Torres in today. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. So yesterday, the college football first AP poll of the season came out, and thought there was no better time to bring on a good friend of mine, a guy who I respect immensely, great covering not just college football, but really the entire college sports scene, especially in the SEC. You can read him on outkick.com. Trey Wallace is on the phone. Trey, what's up, man?
AT, it's good to hear from you and talk to you, buddy. I hope you've been well.
I have been well. Rich Orenberger joining me. And Trey, before we get to the AP poll and just some other stuff across college sports, you had a chance to speak with Lane Kiffin last night, obviously the Ole Miss coach, a guy that, you know, I think we all kind of have maybe an impression of him, but you spoke with him. You know, he's made some personal changes in his life over the last couple months, and you shared an article on OutKick.com today. I wanted you to share a little bit about what Coach Kiffin told you yesterday when you spoke with him.
You know, it was very interesting. We spoke until probably midnight last night. And you know, talking about the changes that he has made as a person. And I think that was key in what I was writing and trying to emphasize. And, you know, family is such a big part of his life now. You know, he's got a daughter that moved to Oxford, Mississippi, who is in her senior year of high school now, living with him. He was, you know, it was funny. He was talking about they have this, quote, modern family, unquote, movie night is what they call it on Sunday nights. And how kind of his life has changed when it comes to being a single parent, while also, you know, raising a kid there in Oxford and and being a full-time football coach while we're in the middle of fall camp or even summer recruiting periods. And, you know, him talking about, you know, how much he has got into the motivational side of things when it comes to either, you know, putting out tweets or trying to support his players or trying to, you know, support people out there that reach out to him. You know, it feels like, you know, AT, we've covered Lane Kiffin for a very long time. And it feels like to me the guy is kind of turning a corner into who he is as a man. And I think that's the biggest thing that I took away from it, from him talking about, you know, he wakes up early in the morning now and he goes and does hot yoga or Pilates and he gets his day going, where in the past, you know, he wouldn't do something like that. I know that sounds small, but for a college coach, there's a lot that goes into getting the day started. And then, you know, he also talked about, him finding a church there in Oxford. And, you know, he's got a pastor called Fish, which you would only know if you're from the South, by the way, as I am. And it's just, you know, the stuff he was talking about and how country singer Morgan Wallen reached out to him with a single about Jesus and talking about changes in his life. And it just felt like speaking with him that I was talking to a different guy that I had spoken with even 3 years ago. And I think that looking at it, yes, he has had a reputation, but I think he's moving past that reputation. You know, they don't use that Joey Freshwater thing anymore. You know, that's kind of gone away, and you're looking at a guy that's growing up. Maybe it took a little long for that to happen, Aaron, but it seems like it has. And, I urge anybody, if they kind of want to read this story and hear Kiffin's words about some of this stuff, to read the article. But it was a very, very open conversation with him. And you know what? It opened my eyes a little bit more about the coach as well.
You know, it's interesting we're talking about Lane Kiffin because he had a lot to say. Oh, he always does have a lot to say about anything you ask him about. But especially about name, image, and likeness and where college sports are at, especially college football. And he alluded to the fact that NIL is basically legalized cheating and that this is recruits, you know, number one thought process when they're being recruited by schools are how much money can I make off of my name, image, and likeness. And, you know, he said some negative things about it, but he actually has some forward thoughts, I felt. He said, how are we any different from professional sports any longer? You know, shouldn't we have a salary cap? Shouldn't we have these things in place? You know, and kind of expanding the conversation away from Lane and his thoughts and just towards where college football is heading. Could you see a situation where they cap salaries and name, image, and likeness, Trey? You know, I mean, are we heading towards players unionizing? Are we going to have actually professional sports affiliated at the college level?
You know, Rich, I think that when it comes to college football, and I think when it comes to Lane Kiffin too, like, you know, there are not a lot of folks out there that are just saying what's going on. And I think that's what makes Kiffin and a couple of other coaches different. Maybe it's because he has experience with NFL free agency and having to deal with players and, you know, how that comes about when it comes to contracts and money. And it's probably one of the top reasons. But you look at it overall, I think you're going to see a time soon enough. I don't, you know, and when I say soon enough, I mean maybe 2 to 3 years, something like that, where they're going to have to come up with a way to maybe put a cap on how much can be spent, maybe per cycle, or how much a player can make and not make. And I'm not talking about, like, how much a player can make in a certain year, but, like, we're starting to see these collected. And we're starting to see a lot more of them pop up now. And, you know, we're seeing college players get base salaries per year. You know, that was something that came out last week that SMU and Texas Tech are doing. And there's a couple other schools that are doing it as well right now. But I think when you break it down and you look at this thing, it's like, okay, how do we go forward from here? How do we continue with NIL? This is not going away. So what can we do? They're going to have to put some restrictions on this because right now it is the wild, wild west. And talking with some folks in the recruiting business, the stuff that's going on, man, you've got colleges out here, and it's pretty much an auction in a sense of, okay, well, you're going to go $85,000. Well, I'm going to go $95,000. And now the players are getting into it where the players are using the schools to raise their value and the market price for them. So you have to wonder, okay, which schools are getting left out there now that pretty much got used by the players? And I know we can go back and say, well, schools have been offering players and then yanking scholarships for years and years and years. But I think it's different when we get in this NIL range when you have so much money that is out there and you've got different schools hitting each other in the pockets, and then you've got athletes involved too. That's why, Rich, I feel like, you know, whether that be the Southeastern Conference or the Big Ten with Kevin Warren, you know, somebody is going to have to step up, I think, sometime in the near future, and we're going to have to figure out some guidelines to this, because the NCAA, they're not going to do anything. We know that. They're going to try, potentially, but they don't really have any say, and that's why I think it comes down to what conferences do in the long run, and also, you know, states, what every state does with NIL laws, I think is something to watch as well. So it wouldn't surprise me, and Lane Kiffin is a guy who's going to tell you exactly what he feels. He's not shy about it, and it's kind of refreshing to see, because, you know, I kind of leave it at this on that one. You got a guy like Jimbo Fisher down in College Station who says, well, NIL didn't have anything to do with our recruiting class. Nothing. Well, it's like, wait a minute, why are you saying that? You're diminishing the world that we're living in now. You're saying it doesn't have a factor when we know that it does. Why not embrace some of this stuff? It's not like you have to say, well, our assistant coaches didn't do a good job recruiting. I think you just have to say, look, this is a part of the game that we're in now. We have to embrace it, and we got to move forward with it.
Trey Wallace joining us from Outkick.com. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Trey, you know, quickly, the AP poll came out yesterday. Ohio State was number, Alabama, Ohio State 1-2. I think that's the way most people expected. Let me ask you, there seems to be among people that love college football a belief that it's Alabama, Ohio State, and then a gap between those two and number three. Do you view it that way? And if you do or do not, who do you think is in that next tier that could potentially, hopefully, compete for a championship?
I mean, look, Alabama's going to be good. Let's not get that wrong. So is Ohio State. I mean, you look at their rosters and you look at their running backs and what they have at quarterback. You know, look at the defense. I mean, a guy like Will Anderson Jr. coming back, and it's going to be terrorizing quarterbacks for Alabama. But I look at, you know, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, Georgia lost all that talent. Well, this is a year Georgia can prove, you know what, we've stockpiled talent. And we've got guys now that can get back in the rotation. I know they lost a lot off that defense, but they do return a number of key players on offense. You know, you've got a guy like Brock Bowers. You've got a guy, we'll see what Stetson Bennett, he can do it for another year in the conference and nationally. And I think, you know, there's other schools that could make a run here. I mean, you know, I want to see what Utah looks like that first game of the season. And I'm talking outside, you know, I'm talking outside like the normal realm of teams. You know, Utah opens up in Gainesville against Florida. Can they make some noise down there and get some national attention? I'm hesitant on Clemson and Notre Dame right now, but I think, you know, I don't think Clemson's like falling off the mark. Like maybe some fans want to believe, like Dabo Sweeney didn't wake up and say, okay, we don't have any players anymore. We had a bad year. Let's just shut it down. No, Clemson's going to come back firing. So I look at it overall. I think Texas A&M at number six, to me, I'm like, wait a minute, why are they at number six? Like, what has Jimbo Fisher proved to us so far at Texas A&M that they are worthy to be the number six team in the country coming off a four-loss season? And still having to make a decision on who the quarterback's going to be between Haynes King or Max Johnson. I look at that top 10 and I see some flaws in there. I see some teams that could potentially, you know, fall off towards the middle of the season. You know, is it Oklahoma? What do they do with their quarterback situation? Is it going to be that Dylan Gabriel type of offense all year? You know, so there are teams. I think you're going to see some guys, you know, some teams try to sneak up in there. outside the top 10. I'm very interested to see what Miami does this year. They've got a very, very big matchup in College Station against Texas A&M, you know, in week three of the season. So I'm not buying, Aaron, that it's just Alabama and Ohio State, and then there's just huge gaps. I think that's just probably going off recency bias with how these teams have been ranked in the past.
Trey Wallace joining us, Outkick.com. You know, Trey, I'm in favor of expanding these college football playoffs immediately, but there are some people who say, well, let's see how things shake out over this next year or two, because we've got a couple of schools leaving next year from the Big 12 to the SEC, a couple of schools leaving 2 years from now from the Pac-12 to go to the Big 10. There could be more. There could be more movement, and that could adjust the picture. But I don't know. I'm impatient. I want to see expansion now. What are your thoughts?
I mean, look, I would love to see more teams in the playoffs. I would, because I first off, I think it would be fun for college football. Second of all, I think that there are, when we get to the end of the season sometimes, I think there are more than just four teams, you know, that could make some noise in the semifinals if given the opportunity. I think we've seen in the last couple of years that some teams ranked five or six, you know, they had good arguments for being in. I think, you know, we understand that, you know, making the playoffs, enhancing it, adding more teams is going to be unlikely until that contract runs out. But another big thing, and you brought it up, you know, what does the Big Ten look like? You know, when you're adding USC and UCLA, and let's just, you know, whatever with UCLA, sorry if we have a lot of fans, but like with USC jumping in, you know, right off the bat, it's probably going to take a minute for UCLA to get going, but I think with USC, okay, it adds another element. And then you look at the SEC, okay, is Texas going to be back? You know, what does Oklahoma look like? So you're adding more competition to this thing. And when we've seen times in the past where, like, the SEC might get two teams into the college football playoff, well, man, what does that look like when Oklahoma and Texas join? So I'm with you when it comes to adding more teams to this thing. I think waiting 5 years is a bit too long, in my opinion. But we're going to have to see if these commissioners, these presidents, can kind of get on board with a plan when it comes to automatic qualifiers. You know, when it comes to group of fives, how do they get in? You know, I just feel like if they can come together and they can figure this thing out, which they've gone back and forth on, dating back to last year's national championship game in Indianapolis, where the meetings just kind of went a different direction than some commissioners thought. I think if we can get to that point, then it could potentially happen. But right now, there's just too many questions, and you don't have a lot of commissioners on the same page. But I say that to say this. There's so much mess going on, and I mean teams moving to different conferences. You know, what does the ACC look like in 3 years? You know, the Pac-12, we already know, kind of feel like we know what that's going to look like, the Big 12. I think there's so many questions now with expansion that it's really hard to put a timetable on when a college football playoff does expand.
Trey, I just do want to correct you on one thing. You mentioned you don't want to upset UCLA fans. I live in L.A. UCLA football doesn't have fans, so you don't have to worry about that. But
well, I know that. And I didn't
I'm kidding.
To,
I'm kidding.
I know
I'm
that.
Kidding.
I didn't want to take a shot at your folks out there. I get it. I was just out there recently, and I love the area. It's beautiful. But it's going to take a minute for Chip Kelly. Who knows if Chip Kelly is even the coach at UCLA when they join the Big Ten. I think that's something else to consider.
I'll tell you this. I live about 10 minutes from the Rose Bowl outside of LSU. Last year, there was not a ton of concern for me about maneuvering around that stadium during UCLA football games. Trey Wallace, Outkick.com. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, at Trey Wallace _. Great interview today with Lane Kiffin, the head coach of Ole Miss. Trey, we appreciate the time, man. Enjoy the afternoon, and we'll be watching you, listening to you on Outkick.com.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Y'all guys have a great afternoon. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate y'all.
That was Trey Wallace, Outkick.com. Really quickly, check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Coming up, Colin Cowherd with some very interesting thoughts on Patrick Mahomes. We hear what Colin has to say next. React to that. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger, and for Doug Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody?
This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Welcome back, everybody. Fox Sports Radio, Fox Sports Doug Gottlieb Show. Doug will be back tomorrow. He's on the course team bonding with Dan Beyer and John Ramos. Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug. And when Doug's in, even when not Doug's not in, we do something every single episode around this time, and it is...
And now...
What does the Fox say?
All right, so earlier today, Colin Cowherd was on air talking a little bit about, kind of players and how to build a legacy. Here's what he had to say about Patrick Mahomes.
If you look at the four, like, generational wealth athletes of my lifetime, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Magic Johnson, what did they all have in common? Winning. They don't all have great personalities. They just won a lot. Look at Matt Stafford. He comes to L.A., takes less money, wins a Super Bowl, immediately four national brands. And he's, I met text this morning to somebody, he's adding more. Because he's a winner. Russell Wilson wants to win. You know, I love Russell Wilson. Then you can't take the most money. It's just the way the game works. Mahomes has figured it out. You got to trust your GM. Patrick Mahomes does. You got to trust your coach to elevate players. Do you want to every couple years have new tight ends, new receivers, a new offensive coordinator? Or do you want continuity? Because we know continuity is what wins in sports. Continuity is what's winning in sports. It's the Warriors continuity, the Milwaukee Bucks continuity. People want to be around winners.
That was Colin Cowherd, obviously the Colin Cowherd Show before Doug Gottlieb. And it was in reference to Patrick Mahomes, basically. I think he was asked about some of these newer contracts since he signed his. And he said, listen, we all need money, but I'm here to win. And I play football because I love being around my teammates, all that. Rich, you're kind of the perfect person to be in on this conversation because you're, of course, a former teammate of Tom Brady. Tom Brady, of course, for years took way less money to stay a New England Patriot. What do you make of what Colin had to say about Patrick Mahomes?
Well, it's a little bit of an odd take just from this standpoint. I understand how the contract's structured. It's a little bit more team-friendly than other contracts. But Patrick Mahomes, let's not pretend like he isn't being paid like the top talent he was. I mean, I've never even heard of a contract amount, you know, in the NFL prior to Patrick Mahomes, you know, registering anywhere near $500 million, but here we are. You know, Deshaun Watson's getting paid more than he is from an annual salary standpoint, but that was consecrated this offseason. You know, Kyler Murray, this offseason, I mean, this was the standard contract for about a year until Aaron Rodgers came along and, you know, his annual salary is now past it. You know, so it's look, I mean, did he do the Chiefs a favor by signing long-term with them, signing a really long, nice contract that's going to age well for the franchise? Yeah, but right up front, I mean, he made a tremendous amount of money in signing bonus, and he's making a tremendous amount of money in annual salary. So the point doesn't really register with me all that much. You know, I don't really see the upfront cost savings, but it will save them money down the line if he doesn't force their hand to renegotiate sooner. And he has done a lot of winning, and I agree with that. It's more important than any dollar you could chase at the quarterback position in the NFL because the endorsement money will come flooding in if you win a lot. So I understand the overarching point he's making, and I agree with all of that. But, I mean, Patrick Mahomes didn't do the Chiefs like a huge favor signing a $500 million contract with them. He did exactly what he should do. He exerted his leverage at the perfect opportunity and got an enormous amount of money out of the Kansas City Chiefs.
That was.
And now.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Aaron Torres, Rich Orenberger in for Doug Gottlieb. Rich, I do agree. I do think it is an interesting conversation just because of the greats, Tom Brady, you know, Tiger Woods, Derek Jeter, whoever, who you know, their legacy, the all-timers, are defined by winning. Coming up, we go back to the NFL. Busy first weekend. What do we need to know for week two preseason? Doug Gottlieb Show.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.